Hello, children. This is your sister, your friend, your teacher from Children's Bible Club. And then today we are going to talk about something that is very important. That when we go by this, we will not miss it at all. So God gave us these 10 commandments that we need to follow. And we have to carry it out day in, day out as we walk through the day in any areas of our lives. So we need to obey this 10 commandments. You have to learn it very well so that you know how to break the rules. Okay? So the number one of them, of the 10 commandments, in fact, before we even go into it deeply, you can find this in Exodus chapter 20 from verses 3 to 17. So it goes like this. Says number one, says, thou shalt have no other gods before me. God does not want us to have any other god apart from him. And number two, he says, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. He doesn't want us to carve anything and say, oh, we are worshiping this thing. Our God is a jealous God. He doesn't want anything apart from him. He doesn't want us to worship any other God apart from him alone. He is a jealous God. So number three says, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord in vain. Don't call that name for nothing. Don't call it in vain. Don't say, oh, believe me, God can hear me, when you are doing the wrong thing. God doesn't like that. And number four, he says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. That is, on Sundays, we don't have to do anything than to go to church and worship God and fellowship with other people. Whichever way you prefer, you can do it online or you can go in person. And then number five, it says, honor thy father and thy mother. Make sure you honor them. Do not disobey them. Obey your parents. Okay? It is the will of God for every one of us to obey them. Number six, it says, thou shalt not kill. Do not use anything to destroy somebody. Neither our mouth or physical weapon. We should not kill anybody. There is always a punishment for sin. And number seven says, thou shalt not commit adultery. It's not good for a child of God to go into that area at all. And number eight, it says, thou shalt not steal. Try as much as you can not to steal anything that does not belong to you. If you see anything, find it anywhere. Make sure you return it back to the owner, or you give it to the right person that will deliver it to the person that lost it. Make sure, or that loses it, make sure you don't take anything that does not belong to you. It is a sin. Those are the 10 commandments that God has given us. If we follow this, then there will be peace everywhere. Then number nine says, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. You are not there when something happened and you are claiming that, oh, you know about it. It is a sin. We should not claim false witness against our neighbors. Love your neighbor. That's what the Bible says. Then number 10 says, thou shalt not covet. Thou shalt not covet. That spirit of want to have everything is not a good thing. So thou shalt not covet. Let us try as much as possible not to break all this rule. Make sure you learn it very well and follow it so that you know how to break it. Because if you don't know it, if you don't learn it, you will always break it. And God bless you as you ask God to help you to do the right thing at the right time, at the right place, and helping you to follow His commandments. And then you will see how God will bless you more and more when you follow all these commandments. Yeah. And you pray that God should not leave you or not that forsake you, neither forsake you as well. So God bless you, children, as you follow the Ten Commandments. Follow it, and you will see that the Lord is good all the time. Okay? God bless. Bye. Have a nice day. Bye.